From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The unemployment rate holds steady at 9.5% with job growth lagging in July. But President Obama says things are looking up in the private sector.
The fact is we've now added private sector jobs every month this year.
Mark Zandi, chief economist with Moody's Economy.com, says in order for the jobless rate to drop, it needs more than the 71,000 jobs created in the private sector last month.
That's not enough to forestall further increases in unemployment because you have more than that coming into the workforce looking for a job every month.
And this report has been affecting U.S. stocks, which has seen a steady decline today. BP could someday tap the same oil reservoir that's wreaked havoc in the Gulf of Mexico this summer. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports the company plans to kill its blown-out well but could later drill in the same deep-water lease.
Analysts believe there could be as much as $4 billion worth of crude remaining in the reservoir, and BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles doesn't rule out the possibility of drilling elsewhere in that same pool.
Clearly there's lots of oil and gas here, and we'll have to think about what to do with that at some point. But what we've always stated is the original well, the well that had the blowout, and the relief wells would be abandoned, and that's what we're doing.
Engineers have cemented the blown-out well from the top in a so-called static kill this week. Next, BP will use a bottom kill to plug the well from deep below the Gulf floor. Suttles says a relief well for that procedure should be complete in the next 10 days. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Federal investigators are joining the Missouri probe into a fatal highway accident. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman tells us why the National Transportation Safety Board is getting involved.
NTSB Vice Chairman Christopher Hart says the agency chose to investigate this accident because it involves school bus and construction zone safety. Both areas are of concern to the federal government. Hart says investigators will consider whether a seatbelt could have saved one of the victims, 15-year-old Jessica Brinker. She and other members of the John F. Hodge High School Band were traveling in two school buses to an amusement park when the accident occurred. The school is located about 100 miles southwest of St. Louis. Another driver involved was also killed. Government investigators will not be assigning blame. The initial investigation is expected to take about 7 to 10 days, with a full report available in 18 months. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Lippman in St. Louis.
Solicitor General Elena Kagan is being honored this afternoon, a day before she's to be sworn into the U.S. Supreme Court. At a reception hosted by President Obama today, Kagan talked about keeping links to the Democratic Party in check.
Now, once I put on that robe, I'm only going to vote with them when they have the better of the argument. Which, let's be frank, is not in every case.
That's Elena Kagan to be sworn in tomorrow in the U.S. Supreme Court. This is NPR News. The city of Hiroshima in southern Japan is commemorating the 65th anniversary of the atomic bomb attack. Lucy Kraft reports from Tokyo that Hiroshima's annual memorial drew some high-profile figures.
For 65 years, a moment of silence, and then the sounding of a bell in Hiroshima's Peace Memorial Park has become the ritual for paying respects to victims of the atomic bombing in 1945. But this year, calls for the total elimination of nuclear weapons by 2020 were bolstered by the first-time presence of a U.S. official, American Ambassador John Roos. In all, a record 74 countries paid their respects this year, along with Ban Ki-moon, the first appearance here by a U.N. Secretary General. Hiroshima Mayor Tadatoshi Akiba, an A-bomb survivor and leading anti-nukes activist, said it's time for Japan to take the lead in nuclear disarmament. For NPR News, this is Lucy Kraft in Tokyo.
Amtrak says the widespread disruptions from this week's derailment should be done by tomorrow. Spokesman Cliff Cole says several major services along the East Coast were affected with a number of cancellations.
It affected thousands of passengers who use our service.
Several major cities, including New York, Washington, D.C., and Miami, were affected. U.S. stocks were seeing a slide significant earlier today on news of a weak jobs report. At last check, Dow Jones Industrial averaged down 21 points at 10,653. NASDAQ Composite Index also losing ground, down 5 points at 2,288. S&P 500 down 4 at 1,122. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.